Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in today. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Well, I am so excited about today's show, and I'm especially excited now that I've heard the wretched weather report. So we've got more snow coming across the upper Midwest, and I know people are grumpy and snarky and wanting to be a little bit crabby. Are you, Matt? You crabby?
Absolutely.
Yep, I knew you were. So anyway, and I'm trying to be as sweet as can be, even though this weather is something else. But many of you know that I came off of a spring traveling season recently. We did 6 states in 5 weekends. And to tell you the truth, I'm still recovering. I'm just getting my legs under me. But one of the ways that I best recover is I light a candle, I lay down, I put worship music on, and I let God just speak to my soul, nourish my soul. And, you know, it's amazing. The days that I would fly out, go to the airport, and I'd fly out on a snowy, sleety day. It seems like I've been doing that for 10 months, so many of these events. But it's so amazing. You get above the clouds, and it's always blue above the clouds. It's blue, and the sun is shining. And you might be feeling especially frustrated, really, like this weather's getting to you. It is sort of getting to me, too. But the thing is, the sun is shining above the clouds, I promise you. And I'm really praying that this hour will be like that for you, where you can just pause. If you're home, get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and sit back, because this hour is going to minister to your soul. If you're driving right now and so frustrated, exhale. If you can just do that and let the music just pour over you, because this is an album to me. It's brand new, hot off the presses. It is ministering such life to me. It's called Strong to Save by Emmanuel Live. And my friend and recording artist, worship pastor Mark Allen, is in studio with me today. He's got his guitar. He's armed with this brand new album, Strong to Save. And this is, to me, on the same level of any Hillsong's album you're ever going to hear. And so you are about to be blessed. We're going to play some songs off the album, and then he's going to play some songs live. So I don't want to waste another minute. I want you to be blessed. I know you will be. Let me tell you about my guest, and we'll get him on the show. Mark Allen Schoolmeesters is a worship pastor at Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park. He and his wife, Jill, have 2 children, Grayson and Annabelle. And he's also a recording artist. He doesn't put this in his bio because he's so humble, but you can learn more about him and his original music at markallen.net. Mark, it's an honor to have you with us in studio today.
Thanks, Susie. It's great to be here.
Well, we like to start out all of our interviews talking scripture. We love the Word of God here, and it's always so amazing for us to hear from every different guest every single day going, you know, this is the Word for me right now, because it just shows that the Word of God is living and active. And you picked a great passage. Wondering if you'd read the passage and then speak to it for us.
I would love to. What has been on my mind just recently is Psalm 40. It says this in verse 3. It says, "He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God, and many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." And then down in verse 6, it says, "Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come." And for me, this, I think if there was a verse that summed up the heart behind this album, it's this, that He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God, and the result is not just for my benefit, but that many would see and fear and come to put their trust in the Lord. And I know that, growing up in the church, we emphasize a lot of times on we put a lot of emphasis on our behavior and how we act and react and respond. But God is less eager to look for a sacrifice of offerings and burnt offerings that are out of just duty
and obligation.
He's looking for us to say, here I am, I have come. And that passage is really where I've been living and finding myself. I know, with having 2 kids and our house is chaotic and busy all the time, those moments of being able to just say, God, here I am, in that stillness and that quietness, are harder and harder as our kids are 4 and 2, as they grow. But I know that that is where life is found, and that's where the new songs for me come, and that's where the life I find is found.
That is so good. You know, that Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am mm-hmm. God. I did a study on that once, Mark, and the know translated in that verse is in such an intimacy. It is, there's nothing in between God and me, nothing. I mean, it's just such a deep, deep oneness and an abiding place. And don't you think, I mean, it's like the enemy will use striving to get us out of that knowing place, you know?
He absolutely will. Mm. He absolutely will.
Well, you and I were talking in the green room before the show, and you were saying this album really is a culmination. In fact, you were here 10 years ago doing an interview in these studios for some of your own music, but you had this vision. And I love that you said that, because so often it takes a while for the vision to come to fruition. So tell me about that, that the picture you had in your mind then and what you're holding in your hand now.
Where do I start? It's been quite a journey. I grew up in the church, and I started playing drums on a worship team when I was young, very young. And I remember I was an athlete, and I hurt my back in eighth grade, and then God put a guitar in my hand, and he forever changed my course. And I began this journey of having a burden and a passion to write and record music that would engage with where people's lives were at and also where God was coming from, and to have that reality, those two realities, where heaven would invade earth, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I remember 10 years ago, I was on a journey of working as a recording artist and trying to get music out there. And God gave me a picture of being a part of something that was not about me, and that it wasn't just about the songs I wrote or the songs I sang, but it was about what God was doing. And it's been a journey. And today I know that that vision is not completely yet realized, but I see snapshots of what God is doing now that I go, oh, that's a broader expression of what I thought was the whole picture back 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's how my life tends to go, is that I see just a small fragment of the whole. And then later I realize, oh, wow, God was up to a whole lot more. And he's preparing. You said earlier that we are on a journey of God preparing us for the things that come later. And that's very true. That's not always the easiest thing to go through. It's sometimes the most painful, refining times. But man, I look back and I go, it's all worth it.
Yeah. And he's such a wise father that he's out for the best return on his investment in us. And so there's times he makes us wait because he's making us ready. Mm-hmm. And for the person who has yet to see Strong to Save, this album, and you were to hand it to him, how would you describe it? What's in this thing? And what's your hope for this thing?
There's a lot of worship music out today that is really slick and catchy and really produced. This is well produced and well put together, but it really captures the heart of a church. Mm-hmm. It captures the heart of us just being a group of people saying, God, we're not perfect, but our greatest desire is to pursue you in our worship and with our lives. And so it's really authentic. I think if you put it in from start to finish, it's a worship experience.
Yeah, it is.
It's not just one song and then there's a break and then the next song. It's an experience. And it was an album that we recorded on one Sunday morning at our church. We recorded both morning services, and the goal of it wasn't as much to record an album. It was to capture as a marker what God is doing, because God is doing great things in our cities, in our states, in the whole Midwest region, and in the whole country, and we're seeing him at work. And for us to capture this, to almost be like when Joshua set up the stones of remembrance, to come back and go, oh, yeah, that's a picture. It's a snapshot, a moment in time of here's what God was doing, so that we can remember and we can look back. And what God is doing in our lives can be taken with us in the car or on the radio.
Mm, beautifully put. Okay, so tell us about Peace Be Still. You wrote all of these songs, and you co-wrote with Nicole Serrano on some of them. And you know Nicole. She's been on the show many times before. She's moved to Nashville, but she was back in town for this particular Sunday. It was amazing. Okay, so tell us about Peace Be Still, then you're going to sing it for us.
You know, you touched on, was it Psalm 46, Be Still and Know That I'm God. This actually passage, this song comes from my favorite passage of scripture in Isaiah 30, verse 15. It says this, this is what the sovereign Lord says, in repentance and rest is your salvation, and in quietness and trust is your strength. And then it goes on to say, but you will have none of it. And later it says, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and he rises to show you compassion. Here's the truth of this, what this song has come from, is that I found in my life what I seek, I find. If I find peace, If I seek peace, if I seek repentance and rest, I find it. If I seek Christ, I find him. Mm. If I seek chaos and busyness and having the control in my own life, I find those
Amen.
Things.
Amen. It's true.
And so this is a song that really, it's just a prayer of saying, God, I want my soul to be still, that peace would be there, mm-hmm. that what I seek, I would find, and what I would find would be you, mm-hmm. not me and not my ability to control, because your ways are higher, your thoughts run deeper, and your love reaches so much mm-hmm. farther.
Oh, so, love it. Oh, love it. Let's hear it.
And far above what I can see, beyond the things I think I need, and I believe you're holding me here, wait for you to speak. Far above what I can hope, and more than earthly minds can know, I trust your love won't let go. So once again, remind my soul, peace be still, know that He is God. Be still, oh restless mind, what seek you find. And every time I'm in this place, I'm reminded day by day that God is my rock and strength, and surely He lights my way.
Absolutely amazing. Wow. Wow. Okay, I'm talking to Pastor Mark Allen. He wrote all the songs on this amazing, anointed, powerful new album called Strong to Save. In fact, the day it released, I was last Tuesday, if I remember right, went to number 2 on iTunes.
It did.
Yeah, and people are tweeting about it all over the world, actually, but I'm telling you what, this is an album that will fill your soul. Okay, let's play a song from the album, Oh My Soul. Tell me about Oh My Soul.
Oh My Soul. sorry about that.
He's got a little cough. The mommy in me wants to get him some cough syrup.
You know, this song it came out of Psalm 103, and it is almost straight scripture. I've been finding that my words tend to kind of fall flat in comparison to God's. And so I've been finding myself just grabbing hold of, rather than trying to cleverly wordsmith scripture, just to say what it says.
Amen.
So it's a song of really commissioning our soul to say, God, I want my soul to praise you, because here's who you are. You have healed disease. You satisfy. You give life. And it's a song of celebration. And really, I know for me, a lot of times I have to command my soul to give praise
to God.
That's
right.
Because some days you feel it and some days you don't.
Exactly.
And you're not supposed to praise based on whether you feel what you feel or not. And God deserves it, the praise, whether we feel like it or not. So this is a song called Oh My Soul.
And in David even, why are you so downcast,
right,
Oh My Soul? Put your trust in the Lord.
Absolutely.
I mean, we do have to call ourselves up sometimes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear Oh My Soul.
God, we pray that everything that is within us would praise your holy name today. And not just here in this room on a Sunday morning, God, but that our lives would carry your truth. As we walk out this door, we would live as people who've been shaped by your power. Praise the Lord, my soul. Always in me, praise.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We have our friend, recording artist and pastor Mark Allen in studio. New album, hot off the presses. It's called Strong to Save. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It is just wooing my soul back to health. I'm telling you what, just from being weary, travel weary. In that passage just this morning, I was praying through Scripture, Psalm 103, 1 through 5. You know, bless the Lord, forget not his benefits. He forgives all my sins, heals all my diseases, ransoms my life from the pit, crowns me with loving compassion, satisfies my desires with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Mark, I love what you said about just calling our soul to give praise, because God is worthy and his promises are true, even if they don't feel true.
Yeah.
So good. So I'm going to give you a choice. Doesn't that make me sound so bossy, doesn't it? I'm going to give you a choice. Blessed Assurance, Our God Reigns, or Give All of Me. Which one would you like to just play live right now?
Let's do Our God Reigns.
Okay. That's a great song. This is on the album as well.
Our God reigns over all the earth. Our God reigns. We will sing of his word until the whole earth knows our God reigns. He reigns over the darkness, and he reigns over the light. He reigns over the universe above the starry night. He reigns over creation, over every living being. He's reigning over our hearts and lives. He's reigning as our King. Our God reigns over all the earth. Our God reigns, and we will sing on his word until the whole earth knows our God reigns. He reigns in spite of famine, and he reigns in spite of war. He reigns in spite of poverty. Heart breaks for the poor. He reigns over the chaos, the sorrow in our land. He is reigning still. He's in control, the whole world in his hand. For our God reigns over all the earth.
Thank you so much, Mark. So tell me about your writing process. Do you sit down and go, I'm going to write a song today? Do you wait for inspiration, or how does it work for you?
It's a little bit of both.
Right.
It used to be I just would sit and wait for inspiration.
And but now you have kids.
Now we have kids. So inspiration, if I were to play you my voice recorder, you'll hear them playing in the background. We'll be downstairs playing in the basement, and I'll have an idea. So I'll grab a guitar while they're running around on their little bikes and trikes. And so then it's become a little bit more of trying to find discipline time to then work on it. I tend to write a lot in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my only time, one of my only times I have that's really just, it's me and God, and there's not else for distractions. I've found myself turning off music and turning off the radio and just having that be some of my really quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, there's, you know this, you're a writer, there's not really a system to it. Sometimes it goes one way, and then as soon as you think you have a method and a system, it completely changes.
Exactly right. You have to just make yourself available, don't you, on both fronts, you know, for those inspiration moments, but for discipline.
Yeah.
You need to sit your rear end down at times. And so is there a song, we just have a few minutes before we need to take a short break, but just when you look at all the songs on the album, is there one that is just especially near to your heart?
There's two, Strong to Save and Hallelujah, God Be Praised.
Mm, tell me why.
Which one?
Strong to Save.
Strong to Save. That song was a song that came as a moment of inspiration. It was a song that was not a song that I sat down and said, I'm going to craft a great song. the bridge came last Christmas, and we incorporated it into a Christmas carol, and then the chorus came later on, and it, I think it encapsulates the whole heart of the album, that we are lifting up the name of Jesus, who is completely and capable to be strong to save.
Mm-hmm. You know, there is something about just singing that out, that you are strong to save. I mean, it, you know, faith does come from hearing. And when you're singing a song that agrees with Scripture, it does something for your soul, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what was the second one?
Hallelujah, God Be Praised.
And tell me about that one.
You know, that song was amazing. That we had written it. Nicole and I wrote that together. And that was the Sunday morning that we had intended to teach it for the first time at the church. I remember looking back, there was a phrase in the writing process that I couldn't shake in the verse. It says that I've come to see the King, the healer of the broken things, and that he's the God who speaks into the storm, and his words are peace for those who mourn. And that thought of him being peace for those who mourn, I wasn't sure what that was for, but I knew that it was supposed to be there. And that morning, the Sunday morning that we're going to teach it for the first time at our church, was the same morning that my phone rang early in the morning, about 4 a.m., that one of our pastors had unexpectedly passed away.
Mm.
And I understood completely what that was for, that was for us.
Wow.
That God's words would
Goosebumps.
Be peace for us. Well, we were in a time of mourning. And I know there are people that go through that, where things happen, jobs are lost, circumstances are encountered that were unexpected and unintended, whether we brought them on ourselves or they were brought on us just by life.
Mm-hmm.
And God is intending to be peace, his words to be peace for us in our times of trial and hardship and mourning.
Mm, that is so good. And, you know, that is one of the things that can go during loss, is your peace, because you lose your footing. But he is our peace. And so, boy, it's amazing, too, how he just so prophetically will speak through us if we let him.
Yeah.
I know for me, there's times I've tried to edit myself in a way, and he's like, no, I got it right the first time.
For sure.
You might just want to leave that alone, right? And so that is so beautiful. So, you know, on the other side, we're going to definitely be playing Hallelujah, God Be Praised, and several other songs. If you just tuned in, this is a day and a moment for you just to be replenished in God's presence. I know the weather is tough. I know it. And spring, I promise you, is coming. In fact, I heard Sunday it's supposed to be like 70. And even if that's not true, let's just pretend it is, all right? But I got Mark Allen in studio. We're listening to songs, having him play them live, and playing some from his new album, Strong to Save. It's just a compilation, I should say, from Emmanuel Christian Center. This album will rock your world. When we come back, we'll hear more from Pastor Mark Allen. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and we are having an hour of worship. You know, we just like to do this once in a while, bring an artist in, play worship music, hear some of the inspiration behind the scenes. And today's a special day. I've got my friend Pastor Mark Allen in studio. Emmanuel Christian Center is a church here in the Twin Cities. They basically recorded this on a Sunday, and Mark, you were so sick. I was there praying for you, and I told you behind the scenes, I've been so many times where I've been so sick right before I had to speak. But to sing, I mean, I can sound a little funky when I speak, but you kind of have to sound good when you sing.
It's true. You
were really sick, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you still pulled it off.
Yes.
And live recording, two services, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite a week. I'm looking back on it now. We had a conversation earlier today just remembering this, and We really sensed that there was a lot of spiritual attack.
Mm-hmm.
I was sick. A number of other people were sick. And we had people praying like crazy for this day. Because what we realized was that was a significant day for our church. It was a day where something that was a part of us was being captured to be shared with the world.
Yeah.
And for Emmanuel to not be just contained within those four walls. And so the enemy wanted nothing more than to shut that down, obviously.
Yeah.
But, man, God is faithful. And I remember I still had a fever the night before. I remember praying, going, saying, okay, God, you called me to this, so this is your problem to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do what I can to rest, but I'm going to put my life in your hands. And usually when you do that, things tend to work out a little better
That's
than when
exactly
you try to strong arm it and figure it out yourself.
You're so right. You keep walking. And it was a slice of heaven that day. It was so powerful. I appreciate you just that you just kept walking. So tell us about the song New Beginnings.
New Beginnings. That is that was the first song in this batch from when I joined the team at Emmanuel. And it was a song that I had written about a year before. I felt like God was leading me into a season of newness and transition, and I wasn't sure what that looked like. But I knew that God was a God of new beginnings, and that this is a theme. But in all of that, it's that my role is to really fall on my knees and worship, because trying to figure it out or trying to make things happen, that's not my job. My job is to be on my knees and completely abandoned and surrendered to God and saying, okay, God, you have called me to this life. You have called me to this position or that position or this mission or this season for a time. And your plan is what I'm going to follow through on. So it's a song that is basically a declaration of worship, but also knowing that for many of us, we hold on to things, and there are chains that hold us, as Scripture talks about. And God's desire is to break off those chains so that our hands could be free to lift
Amen.
Him higher.
Amen. And you picture that posture of on your knees, your arms up. That's a surrendered, vulnerable position. And that's our most powerful place before the Lord. And speaking of new beginnings, what Emmanuel Christian Center has come through, you know, the founding pastor, Pastor Mark Denius, and surely godly, wonderful people, you know, passed it on to Dwight, his son, to pastor, I think for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Dwight this last spring, right around the time that he announced that he was resigning and retiring and passing the baton to Nate and Jody Roush, finds out his dad, Mark, is terminally ill. Mm-hmm. And in a short span of time between when Dwight handed the baton to Nate, Pastor Mark went on to be with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just knowing that on that Sunday of just worshiping and saying, you know, there's mourning, there's grief, there's excitement, there's sorrow, there's all of that.
Yeah.
And it always is, it seems. But to put the flag in the ground and say, you know, God is who he says he is, is so powerful. And I had Kay Warren on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she said, life is two rainbow tracks. And this was weeks before her son committed suicide. She said, there's one of joy and one of sorrow. She said, I'm always waiting for just joy. But on this earth, she said, my joy always has a measure of sorrow because there's always something else going on. But if you look at how it goes in the distance, those two tracks turn into one, and there'll be a day where there'll be no more sorrow, just joy.
Hmm.
But in this meantime, we're going to just keep proclaiming that God is who he says he is. So, and I felt like that happened on that Sunday, just the reality of all that was happening for that precious body of believers. So here we are. We're going to listen to this song off the album. The album, again, I'm referring to is Strong to Save. Love this album. New Beginnings is the song.
By your love, I
Ah, this is such a good, good time. I pray that your soul is being nourished like mine is. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is a worshipful hour we're having. And as you know, there's a new weather report that there's more snow and sleet coming, but the sun is shining right in this place. And so if you're driving, drive carefully. But I pray you can inhale, exhale, and just remember that God is good. And I promise you that sun is going to break out soon. But as Mark was saying a little bit ago, there's something about commanding our soul to rejoice in God in these places. This is where it really counts, is if you're feeling blue, if you're struggling with some things, God is on his throne, and he is worthy to be praised. And he put the stars in place. And on the good days and then the difficult days, he's still God. And so I wonder if you might have heard Nicole singing in those that song we just heard. And Nicole's been in studio a number of times. She's a great friend of Mark's, and they co-wrote a couple songs together. Good to hear her. So tell us about the song, Give All of Me.
Give All of Me was a song that came out of a sermon series we were in. And I remember we were talking about what it meant to cast your cares and worries and anxieties on the Lord and to put your trust completely in him in uncertain circumstances and situations in life. And I remember Nicole and I just talking about what does that look like, and I remember that old song I sang growing up, I cast all my cares upon you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and I just said, I remember saying to her, that song was life to me growing up at different seasons of life, but what would that look like in 2013 with language of the, now the experiences that I've come through up to this point? And so this is a song that was meant to be a way for us to say, God, you're my rock and my strength, and be enough for me today.
Mm-hmm.
And meet me in this place, and I'm going to wait on you, and I'm going to cast all those worries and anxieties and fears on you.
I just love it. Can't wait for you to hear this song. Here we go.
God, my rock and strength, be enough today. Meet me in this place. I wait on you. Let your hope sustain as I bring my pain. God of truth and grace, I look to you. And I will cast my cares upon you. I will lay my burdens down. And I will trade my worry and fear for the promise, peace I find. For this anxious heart of mine, I've not much to offer, but I give all of me. When it's all too much, you lift up my head, so I see instead heavenly light. And I will cast my cares upon you. I will lay my burdens down. And I will trade my promise, peace I find. For this anxious heart of mine, I've not much to offer, but I give all of me. This anxious heart of mine, I've not much to offer, but I give all of me.
Maybe you're anxious today. I pray that song just ministered life to your soul. Talking to Mark Allen, have him in studio with his guitar. We're highlighting this beautiful album, Strong to Save. It came out last Tuesday on iTunes. I think you can get hard copies in about another week or so. Is that right, Mark?
That's right.
Yep. But the day that it released, it went to number two on iTunes. And if you need some springtime in your soul, just some ministry, boy, check it out, Strong to Save. We've got a few more songs I want to make sure we squeeze in here. Talk about Jesus, You Remain.
Wow. Jesus, You Remain. I can picture sitting in the sanctuary at the church with Nicole, and she was singing the simple chorus, just All I Need Is You. And it became a song. I think one of the themes through this, our church has come through a lot of seasons of transition and some unexpected loss. And so a lot of these songs really are worship songs from the perspective of when life doesn't go as you planned and expected. And that song just says that Jesus is the one thing that remains, and he's the one thing that we have to hold on to, and he's the only thing that we need, whether we realize it and admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth, looking back in Psalm, I believe it's 89 or 90, where it says, the Lord is the same from everlasting to everlasting, that he doesn't change, he's constant, he's consistent. And that's the truth that we have to hold on to when life is good and we're on the mountaintop, or mm-hmm. when we're down in the valley. God is the same and he's consistent either way. So that's what that song's about.
Mm, beautiful. Jesus, You Remain. Jump in because I want to see if I can squeeze in one, maybe two more songs. So I wanted to, I promised you Hallelujah, God Be Praised. Mark talked a little bit of the backstory on that song. So this one you have to hear. And again, we're referring to the album Strong to Save. You can catch it on iTunes. Here is Hallelujah, God Be Praised.
Seeking the healer of the broken things.
Another powerful song. I'm telling you, I had to pick and choose which songs to play today because every single one of them are that good. And I know I'm really pushing the envelope, but I've just got to squeeze one more in. Can you say a word about Faithful Still?
Yeah, Faithful Still. It's a song that, much of the theme what we've been talking about, that we go through seasons when doubt closes in and we feel like our light is shrinking and the darkness is stealing it. God is faithful. He's consistent. He's constant. Whether we see it and feel it and taste it and experience it, it's true. And so it's
That's
a song
right.
of saying, God, you're faithful still. No matter what I face, I can choose to trust in your name.
Indeed. Let's hear it.
Promise to me that I will never be alone.
I'm overwhelmed with this time in the Lord's presence. Mark, I just celebrate the gift of God in you and your heart. Just appreciate you so very much. Thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Susie.
You know, as we wrap up, I wonder if you wouldn't mind praying for that person who's been running a mile wide, an inch deep, and God's beckoning to come away for a little bit and just spend some time in his presence. Would you pray for that person?
Yeah, God, we just pray that wherever we find ourselves today, that you would be found faithful, that we would find ourselves trusting in you and leading not on our own understanding and our own ability and our own intuition, but we would acknowledge you in everything. God, would you go before us in all that we find ourselves doing, and may you be honored, and may you make yourself evident and clear and your presence powerful in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless you again, and please come back with that guitar of yours. Would you do that?
We'd love to.
Okay, we played songs today from this new album. Mark wrote all the songs, and he co-wrote a few of them. The album is Strong to Save by Emmanuel Live. Please check it out. It'll bless your soul beyond compare. Great show today. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. Find a podcast of this show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. This is one you're going to want to share with your friends. You can do that with a click of a button. Send it out by Facebook, email, or Twitter. Well, tune in tomorrow. I'll be talking again with Mark Batterson. He's got an amazing devotional out, kind of based off the Circle Maker book. It's called Draw the Circle. Kev and I are going through that for a second time right now. We love it so much. So that is sure to be a great show tomorrow. Drive careful. Have hope. I promise you spring is coming. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. And he's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.